This show was brought to you by Step Up and Play Productions.
Hello and welcome to Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade, the show where we think we constantly change the format, but all we really do is talk rubbish in slightly different ways. Now, this week, Boz and I had a look at starting our own business using a list from our favourite list-based website, Listverse. Now, this isn't a partnership that we've developed with them or any sort of an ad, unless they want it to be, in which case we'll happily be Listverse shills. Now, anyway, enough of me babbling. Let's get on with the show.
Hi, I'm an internet star, and when I'm not doing internet things, I like to listen to Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade.
Right, Boz, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Right, we're on.
We're back. We're on. We're live.
Live.
Not, we're live, not live.
Live.
Recently, Boz, we were doing it, having a look at it a little bit tonight. We've seen things about Amazon FBA. And how you can make loads of money online.
Allegedly.
Yeah, making money through Amazon just by selling things that you've bought off AliExpress, you've never looked at, you've never touched, you get them delivered straight to Amazon, and then they just sell them all for you, and they pick it, they pack it, do all the customer service stuff, and you just sit back and watch that sweet cash
flow. Yeah, but they take a massive commission.
Yeah, well, obviously. They're not doing it
massive
for shits and giggles, are they?
Jeff Bezos. Do you know, if he made 80 grand a day from when Jesus was born, allegedly, you still wouldn't be as wealthy as Jeff Bezos.
That's because he doesn't think as small as 80 grand a day, Boz.
Yeah, he made 18 billion a day.
Yeah, he's making moves. But, so we've been talking about that, and, you know, how we could, and if we would be interested in doing something like that. But I wanted to try and apply that maybe to the pod. Because obviously one of the biggest things about that is finding the products, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And finding products can be difficult. And all these videos and that showing you've got to do your research, find out
of
what's
course.
Selling big. And don't go for things that you think, that you might think off the top of your head are really popular. So conversations with our friends, the suggestion of masks came up. And you think, oh yeah, that makes sense. Everyone's wearing masks at the moment. Let's sell a load
of
masks.
Not a competition.
No. You have to go on Amazon, this other little app thing, you look and see what all their top sellers are, and you find out it's not masks, it's like silicone cooking spoons or something.
What's
like
a cooking
that.
Spoon?
Like spatulas and stuff, do you know what I mean? Not spoons, but silicone.
Yeah, I know what a spatula is, I've never even called a cooking spoon.
Well, because I want to say wooden spoon, but it's not a silicone.
Yeah, alright.
So, cooking spoon.
Cooking spoon, right.
Cooking utensils, there we go.
Just make a
noise. Yeah, so stuff like that. You noting that down for potential titles for this episode.
Yeah, cooking spoons. I'm taking notes for the first episode ever. I think it's important. You're my prep.
I don't know what. No, your prep is what you do beforehand. What you're doing now is just writing down things that we're saying now. Anyway, so I figured instead of doing that, what we could do is turn to our friend Listverse.
Yeah, what
the great people at Listverse.
Yeah.
Specifically one person at Listverse.
CJ.
Who we love. Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. or Ms. Or, I don't know, maybe...
Gender neutral.
Maybe gender neutral. But CJ Phillips.
Shout out to CJ.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Yes. You may not know it, CJ. And I have tried to find you on Twitter. But apparently there's no CJ Phillips.
Hey, keep up the list, CJ. Keep up the good work.
Keep on coming. So, turn to CJ Phillips to see what they can provide us for potential products. And what I've stumbled across here, this is quite... Wow, and actually, as well,
yeah.
This is hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Because this list...
Yeah.
It only went live on the 15th of September. And we're recording on the 16th. So it's like CJ knew.
CJ's still, he's still on furlough, 100%.
CJ knows. CJ knows what we need. But anyway, so CJ has compiled a list of the top 10 incredibly dangerous products that you used to be able to buy. So what I figured was we would go through these, talk through them, and then we will choose which one that we would like to sell on Amazon FBA.
Makes sense.
If we could still get it.
Stop calling it Amazon FBA, just call it Amazon. It's like, yeah. Normally, what does FBA even stand for?
I don't know, but it makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I want to know now.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Which is why I started watching a video about how to do it and then stopped because I got bored. But we'll pick, we'll go through the 10.
Yeah.
Talk about them like we do.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we'll each pick one or two products. Should we say two? Because we're going to be running businesses, Boz.
Yeah,
we're serious businessmen.
Yeah, I suppose two would be sensible.
So we'll pick two products.
Yeah.
To sell, and we just give our reasons why we would like to sell them, and maybe who we think would buy them.
Yeah, not many, but we'll find the market.
Okay, right. So let's kick it off then. Number 10.
Yes. Hit me with it.
I mean, this one's going straight in there. Noradin.
Noradin.
Yeah. Do you know what that is? You've got.
I know Noradin, but I used to play for Spurs, centre half Moroccan, but
yeah, no, it's not a centre back. I used to play for Tottenham Hotspur. It's another word for speed.
Speed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight in. CJ says, "Who doesn't love meth?"
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love meth? Many happy customers the world over use this wonder drug to increase their vim and pep before engaging in usual sorts of activities. People like robbery, prostitution, and proclaiming oneself the messiah whilst nude at a public swimming pool.
I think people just take it for exams and stuff these days, don't they?
Do they?
I think so. I think that's done.
What?
Yeah.
What, they smoke meth and go and do exams?
No, speed.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, all different names
speed,
for the same thing.
Speed gets you pumped, doesn't it?
Do you think...
Hence,
being someone who's the term
speed.
But being someone who's not had speed.
Yeah. No, I just want to point out I am also someone that's not had speed.
Boz knows too much about this. Do you think it like makes you like move faster as well? Or you're just like your brain's whirring?
No, but I think it makes your brain move more.
You're in your exam.
It's probably like drinking a lot of espresso, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You've smoked all this meth. You've probably watched some Breaking Bad beforehand as well. Tried to make it out of bits at home.
Is methamphetamine is something different to speed in my head?
I mean, Boz.
No, methamphetamine is speed. Yeah, that's right. Crystal meth. Crystal meth is something different, surely. Because crystal meth is... Meth is...
Is not that, but crystallised? Oh yeah, because Breaking Bad, they're making crystal meth.
Yeah, and they're all spazzed out, don't they?
Yeah.
But methamphetamine gets you, like, you know.
But so when you've taken your speed.
Yeah, your methamphetamine.
Your methamphetamine. You sat there in the gym, in the school gym. You're socially distant from anyone else because.
Yeah,
they always are, because of cheaters.
It's just
so you've got your pen, and you're not normal. You look to the side. Your friend who's not on meth, they're just writing normally. But then, they're trying to write quickly because they're on a time.
No, but
there's not much time.
I'm not talking about in these. I'm talking about for revision and stuff like that.
Still, I want to know.
I mean,
when you're writing, if you're on speed, will you then write real quick as well, or will you think you're writing quick, and then later on when you've it's all out of your system. You go back and look at your notes, and it's just scribbles.
I think it's functional. I can't. I think people can. I'll be honest. The exam. I just watched an episode of The Sopranos recently, and
yes, well-known documentary, The Sopranos.
Meadow Soprano had some speed for her exam, so it just makes sense.
Makes sense. I don't know why all the kids aren't doing it.
You should have done it. It doesn't make sense. I get why they would do it.
Speed at the door.
But you see most... It's like gone in between us when he was on those energy drinks.
Yeah.
It's just a, you know, it's a glorified version of that.
I mean, it's an illegal version of that.
Yeah. Yeah, granted. But not when you could buy it.
True. Back in these books.
Back in these days.
In these days. So, yeah. Interesting, though.
If I could sell... I mean, the kind of... You know, if you could sell speed, you probably would sell speed. It's probably a decent market for it. Say
it. Well, I think that's probably similar to all illegal drugs.
Yeah.
No, but there is a market for it.
Yeah. is that...
I'd imagine there's... quote me on this, but I think there's probably quite a big market for cocaine.
Absolutely. I think the issue with what we are saying about this pod and the structure of this pod is that we have just said we are going to pick one of these products,
on Amazon.
On Amazon. And literally none of them are you going to be able to sell on Amazon. So.
It's fine, but of course we can't sell them on Amazon because they're incredibly dangerous products.
So you haven't thought this through, have you?
All right, we'll get a little truck, and we'll say, we're not selling on Amazon. We're selling them on the dark web.
Oh, wow! Don't turn me on. Yeah. Nice.
When somebody says dark web to you, what do you think?
Silk Road.
I don't know what that means.
Dread Pirate Roberts. You need to see the documentary. It's good.
Okay, but okay, I'll tell you what I think when I hear dark web. In my mind, the dark web is not like you don't go on different pages and like different websites and that. It's all like the Matrix, black screens, green lighting. You just go on, you tap in a few little codes and stuff, and you're like, oh.
No, dark web is.
Meth.
It's proper, it's legit.
It's not legit, is it?
It's legit. No, you can buy like. That documentary I watched, like, they were selling loads of stuff on it. Fake IDs, guns.
Mystery boxes.
And they used to, like, the drugs they would send would be, like, in DVD cases and stuff like that. So you'd think you've got Dumb and Dumber or something on DVD, but inside is a nice little surprise.
That will make you dumb and dumber.
Yeah. Oh. Boom, boom.
Yes. Okay, so back to... So CJ, what he said is that... What they've said here is people in the past were... actually able to purchase methamphetamines legally. One brand name version of the drug was Noradin. Which looks like, and obviously, you know, this is an audio medium, but I'm going to show you a picture, Boss. It looks like Tweedledum or Tweedledee.
Yeah, that looks like, that does not look like your average speed user.
Yeah.
For some reason, I have this idea in my head, a rumour, that... the reason the band Motorhead are called Motorhead is because of their lack of speed.
Well, let's just say, allegedly...
Yeah.
And I'll say what you said.
Allegedly, Motorhead, the band, are called Motorhead because... Oh, I don't think it's allegedly that they took speed.
Just say that. Say what I just... Allegedly, and then what you said.
Do I need to?
Yeah, just say it.
I think the few of them are dead, though.
Just say it.
Alright, then allegedly, Motorhead, the band, are called Motorhead because of their lack of speed.
And there we go, now we can't get sued.
I that's a rumour I've always heard, whether it's true or not.
But we can't get sued. And that's all we really care about in life. So it's Noradin, and wow.
This is not America.
So, Noradin, it was marketed at ladies who wanted to lose weight. Until speed was everywhere. You could even get a Benzedrine inhaler along with a large scotch and the chicken set dinner on Pan Am flights in the 1940s. Honestly, it's not the fucking Wild West.
I like it.
Everyone's off their tits. There's Coke in the Coke. You can get speed whenever.
It's libertarian, isn't it? Let people do what they want to do.
What's happened now?
Everyone's going mad for CBD and all that now, anyway, so that's the only drug it's out there now.
It's in everything, isn't it?
Yeah, CBD.
CBD flavoured CBD. Yeah, they say like, oh, put a little bit of CBD oil in your in your dog's breakfast. What?
Got arthritis, CBD.
I'm not being funny, but my dog is a greyhound. He sleeps all the time. Yeah. Why would I give him something that's going to chill him out even more?
Everybody's on with, that's all everybody talks about, CBD, CBD.
Yeah, I've noticed that you talk about it a lot. You've said CBD so many times in this
I've
last 2 years.
I've never said CBD to once in my life.
You've literally just said it about 30 times.
Until today.
Listeners, he is always banging on about CBD.
I'm not.
You go into Boz's kitchen, you open up the cupboard, just above the sink, it's full of bottles of CBD, all different.
There's one issue with that. They bought on the dark web. There's one issue with that. There's literally no cupboards above my sink.
Yeah, but if you were lying, you would say that.
there's literally a window in front of my sink, it'd be difficult.
Well, see. But of course you're going to say that because they can't prove.
Whatever.
They can't prove.
Whatever. Move on with your lies.
Anyways, so it was So speed was popular until a slew of high-profile criminal cases all over the world pointed to abuse of these narcotics as a contributing factor. I'm not being funny, but if you're just whacking, you go, do you want a bit of this? Want a bit of speed on your flight? Like,
yeah.
If it's that readily available, then it's hardly surprising that.
No.
People abused it and things went awry. And also, and that's the funny thing about it, is it goes from, so the business moved from control by pharmacists. Mm. So really you could go, hey, pharmacists, only like prescription only, and let's be really, really strict about this.
Mm.
And they went, no, you can't sell that anymore. Don't worry.
The
local drunken pins. They'll take over. Don't worry, we got this.
Mr.
Pharmacist, I can see that you are struggling with selling your speed to all these people and you can't control the market. So I am going to take over and sell all your speed.
Where's that accent from?
It's from wherever you think it's from.
You sound like Bill the Butcher in... Gangs of New York. Yeah, is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
It's close.
Without
the same acting ability as Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well, no, he's not as good as me. This is true.
Mm.
So speed was readily available.
I think it seems
mad. Can you imagine?
Does it though? Things were regulated back in the day, were they, as well as they are now?
Do you think...
It was hippies in the 60s. You know, they took drugs, clearly.
People take drugs now, but...
Yeah, hallucinogens, all the rest of LSD.
Do you think... Well, I suppose as well now, you get there's that period where... Oh, I've got legal highs, and then... They quickly get outlawed, don't they?
But yeah, that was the other one. That was the...
Nobody knows what you just said then.
No, the one that was most recent was...
Meow meow.
And that was just not good stuff. Like, so not that I know, but it looked like a mess. People up big time.
I guess there's an element of if people are taking a thing and they get high, how is there a legal high and an illegal high? If you've got all these other ones that are illegal and then someone goes, hey guys, what about this one?
No idea.
Surely, like, immediately they go, oh, it's probably going to be illegal then, isn't it?
Mm.
Get that off the shelves.
Exactly. It's all to do with tax.
Yeah. And that's what, I suppose, like cigarettes.
Mm.
They keep hiking the tax up on them and stuff.
It's all to do with tax. I'm sure of it.
But, I mean, surely, especially if you think of, like, marijuana... Would they not legalise it and then...
Well, they have in some places, haven't they?
No, but I mean in the UK. So parts of America have and stuff,
it's not
they?
Worse for you than bloody alcohol, is it?
No, that's what I mean. Like, would they not just legalise it and then...
I think it's the stigma more than anything.
Tax you loads.
It's the stigma attached to it, isn't it?
You might become a surfer and say, yeah, dude.
No, it's a, no, it's because it's
that's
like...
stigma.
The thing is, like, you could be a pisshead on it all the time. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, slamming it back, drinking in the house. It's not fun. But if you have...
Think about lockdown. Think about when they went, right, you're going into lockdown, and then the whole country went, ah! locked down. I can't go to the pub. And ran to the supermarket and bought every possible alcoholic item they could.
Except Corona. But, yeah.
And I pooted along afterwards and bought a bit of that.
If they said smoking a joint.
Whoa.
Step back.
This guy's really chilled out eating brownies.
That's true. that is very true, actually. How many scraps do you see due to alcohol? How many scraps do you see due to cannabis?
Switch it round.
It's the a lot of MMA fighters smoke, isn't it? Because it's pain relief.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't have cannabis before a fight, like.
Too relaxed.
Pain relief. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
Thanks for tuning into the drug show.
With two people who don't know much about drugs.
Literally nothing about
drugs. If you're looking for ill-informed opinions, this is the place to be. Okay, so put that on your list, Buzz. You wanna?
Yeah, speed's on the list.
Wanna sell some speed?
Literally,
on the dark old web.
On Amazon, IPA. No, not IPA, what was it? Indian Pale Ale.
Yeah, why not? Let's call it that.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Coming at you.
Ah, right, okay. So, CJ's not helped us here. Because number nine is a lot of stuff made by the AC Gilbert Company.
Oh. Who are the AC Gilbert Company?
Don't know, but maybe it's like the fucking Wild West there as well. They're making all sorts of crazy shit, selling toys with blades on to kids.
Oh, wow. It's like small soldiers. With the microchips.
Yeah. Oh, small soldiers is... I love that film.
That's a great film.
The Gorgonites.
Yeah. And they win by hiding under a fucking satellite dish. Yeah.
What I don't get as well is they put them on a lake in a massive wooden boat from the shop and just sent them off to live.
Yeah.
What happens when their batteries run out?
I don't think they think of all these things, do they?
Think about it. There wasn't a load of them, was there? There was like eight.
What was it? Because it was Chris was the young boy, wasn't it?
I remember Kirsten Dunst was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst was in it, and is it the kid from Erie, Indiana?
Is it him? I don't know who he is, but he... I
can't remember. Oh, I've got to look, Boz.
The parents... It's Tommy Lee Jones as the lead guy, isn't it? The lead small soldier, like. It's his voice, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm sure it's Tommy Lee Jones. It's a great film.
No.
What year did that come out?
Oh. There's no Tommy Lee Jones here, sir.
I thought Tommy Lee Jones was in that.
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, we thought it was him. Snark. Who could it be?
So. That came out in 1998.
Bloody hell. Indeed. Where did the time go away?
I don't know, behind us. It's the lad then.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is in it.
I mean, but I haven't scrolled down far enough then.
Yeah.
Satellite dish installer. Keep up.
Yes, Tommy Lee Jones's chip has it.
Yeah. I got him.
Platoon leader of the commando elite.
I mean, of course he was. That's absolutely the type of shit he does. He's always a weird bad guy now, isn't he?
Yeah. I like Tommy Lee Jones.
A military bad guy.
I think the only thing he's done bad, really, really bad, was his portrayal of Two-Face.
Yeah.
In Batman Forever.
Oh my god.
Which is, yeah, extremely bad.
Huh. Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yeah, I just saw
her. Christina Ricci?
Yeah. As the Dolls.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Well done, guys. Harry Shearer.
But a great film.
He's on The Simpsons, isn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the parents, isn't he?
Punch It, he plays.
Is he?
Oh, he does Ned. He's Ned Flanders.
Who's one of the parents? He's a strange bloke. Kirsten Dunst's parent.
I don't know. Anyway, great film. Love it. So yeah, so this company then, AC Gilbert Company. So the picture they show is the Atomic Energy Lab. Immediately, yeah. Doesn't sound like a thing that kids should be playing with.
I would agree.
I'd agree. Atomic energy in your kitchen. Here we go. This company made some pretty cool toys. They also made some of the most dangerous toys a kid could ever have the misfortune of playing with. Small cuts, light scalding, choking hazards, and pinching injuries are extremely common in kids' toys, and always have been. Radiation poisoning, though.
Yeah. I was going to say, pinching injuries sounds a bit mild.
No, just that sounds like something you guys would do in the valley as a game.
I don't know about that.
It does. So the Gilbert U238 Atomic Energy Lab allowed your budding Einstein to play around with different uranium ores that produce gamma, alpha, and beta radiation. I never know how to say it. Is it beta? Beta?
I never know. I was just saying. I thought you handled it well.
Because I feel like beta. Because that's when you watch, like, and if I see films like when they're talking about fraternities and stuff, and it's always American and they say beta, and I never know over that.
I thought you handled it well.
Thanks. But then I ruined it by going in.
I was wondering, to be honest, before you said it, I was wondering what you were going to pronounce it, because I was curious, but you handled it well.
I think it's beta.
You handled it well until you didn't handle it well.
Yeah, ruined it. But who cares? Gamma, alpha, and beta radiation. So Gilbert also produced a glass blowing kit for kids.
That's nice.
I feel that's a skill that needs to be learned under a lot of supervision.
Yeah, probably, but glass blowing.
Think of how hot that's got to be.
Yeah, but bring it back, I said. Bring it back.
I remember they always used to have, and I'm not sure if they still do even though we were there last weekend, they've got Cotswold Wildlife Park. There was a person in there that did, in one of their little bits, was doing glass blowing.
Yeah, but how many glass blowing
of the animals and stuff.
That's
I'm good. Sorry, were you asking me how many glass blowers I know?
Yeah.
None.
See? Should be a more utilised skill.
Why?
I just think it should be. Yeah, I like this toy.
Anyway.
I like this toy.
Yeah, anyway, so you got your uranium ores. So they produced a glass blowing kit for kids, a chemistry kit, which included a heaping pile of sodium cyanide.
Wow. That is bold.
just in case.
I can see why this...
Just in case someone... your mum wants to know what your dad's got over Christmas, and you won't tell her. Crack that cyanide.
That's nuts.
You never take me alive, mum.
When was this outlawed?
Oh, it doesn't say. So immediately when I'm looking at this, like now, I see that uranium was that produced gamma.
Yeah.
So as a kid, especially like now, obviously not, probably not then, but now, I'd be like, well, have I got enough here to turn me into an Incredible Hulk?
You could try.
I probably would.
Did you know?
But what if though, they've only given you like a little bit, so you like try out on your finger and then you have like an Incredible Hulk finger, but the rest of you is just normal and you've just got this one massive green finger. So when you're angry about something, your finger goes massive. It's really strong. You can like go up instead of like punching people, you just poke them and they go flying across the room.
If you're aroused.
Where's your finger? What? Whoa, would you do it on that?
Yeah, you could. You throw it. Yeah. Interesting fact about AC Gilbert.
Yes.
He won a gold medal at the Olympics for pole vault in 1908.
Did he use uranium rods?
That's
everyone else went.
And he was
best known as the inventor of the Erector set.
Is that where use the uranium ores, use the gamma rays Venus? Hulk knob.
The Erector set, trademark style as Erector, is a brand of metal toy construction sets.
Like Meccano.
Yeah, it looks like Meccano.
I hated Meccano as a kid.
Yeah. I don't think I ever had Meccano.
It was just seemed really lame.
Skeletrix. That was always my
go-to.
I think as a chair.
I can imagine you sat there and people going, Boss, can I ever go? No!
I would let you go. It's not.
John, your dinner's ready! Yeah. 5 more minutes!
That is...
Exactly.
Not accurate. I was a good child.
Apart from when you were chipping windows, milk bottles.
Like I said, that was standard practice, so that shouldn't be held against me. That was normal.
Right, okay, so there you go. So, the Gilbert U238 Atomic Energy Lab, that's the specific item we're going to...
I think...
That you could potentially have in your shop.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, next one.
Yes.
So we're going way back to the 1920s for this one.
Oh, Prohibition.
Yeah, 1920s hair removal. So think about it, obviously we don't have ads on this podcast, but if we did at the moment, then the ads that are on pretty much every podcast I listen to, Manscaped, they've just brought out the 3.0 Manscaped trimmer.
Oh yeah.
So you can shave your balls, and really? It reduces the chance of cuts and accidents and stuff. So obviously
don't cut your balls, do you?
No, it's supposed to be excellent. And if you want 20% off on that, then you go to manscaped.com and use the code Tuesday. That's from another podcast I listen to. So we don't have offers of our own because we don't have ads. Yeah. But if you go to manscaped.com / Tuesday, use the code Tuesday, you get some money off.
Go to Simply Square, use the code Rogan.
That's what we do, right? We don't have any ads of our own because nobody cares.
No.
But what we will do is we'll find some good ads from other podcasts and we will give you... we'll give you the code so you can go and get all your stuff.
Maybe we should give them 10% off your business.
No, they don't want my business.
Alright. That's not going to work, that's fine.
Anyway, yeah, so waxing and shaving then. Yeah, so there's loads of different ways. If you think about it, especially now...
To Manscaped. To be proud.
But just for women as well, it's you know, people, as they get older, don't want any hair on their bodies whatsoever. So there's all sorts of different things, isn't there?
I'm a very hirsute man.
You are, we've established you are an otter.
I am. Got a chest hair, boy.
Yeah.
Could do with a trim. In the winter, it's nice. Keeps you warm. It does keep you warm.
And you don't need to put another jumper on. So...
Precisely. Swings and roundabouts.
It's efficient, isn't it?
So what's the product?
Think of the products you've got now. So there's
Veet.
Shavers, you've got waxing, and things like Veet, that hair removal cream you've got it for men, you've got it for women, so it's not just
that is true.
It's not a single sex thing.
The waxing, you've got these hair pulling machines as well now.
The epilators,
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Classic, just a regular shaver you can use, all sorts.
Trimmer.
And you think about all the different, all the blades.
Oh.
We've got 15 blades technology and all of that stuff.
I think, I actually would go as far to say as the biggest con on earth.
Massively.
Is men's razor blades.
Yeah.
Because you need to buy a decent razor blade, otherwise you get cut to shreds.
Yep.
But at the same time, they're so fucking overpriced.
That's why I use Harry's.
What is Harry's?
Harry's.com. They used to sponsor a lot of podcasts as well, but I don't have any codes for them. This is such a shame. So Harry's, that's like a mail, that's a mail order thing, so you have your subscription. So I get my, I think like every 5 months they send me a bunch of blades and some shaving foam and that, and it costs me about £20.
Do you shave your face?
Not often, but now I do my head, so I use it more. But and I probably, I'm quite a lazy shaver anyway.
It's gone longer than this.
But that's quite good. And their company was, they set their company up, and there's similar ones like Cornerstone and that as well.
Yeah.
Where they have, it's that whole thing where we're cutting out the middleman, So we can offer you, and they're all German engineers. They've all been it's like they've had the same idea at the same time, and they've both gone, well, where can we go for really good razor blades?
Yeah.
Both gone to Germany and bought factories.
Germany makes sense.
Me wonder if it's Germany. The same people.
Ah, Germans know stuff. Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But what I did find out, so I signed up for Harry's because I'd heard a lot about them and they sounded good and everything.
Why did you pick Harry's over
Cornerstone?
Yeah.
Purely because I think at the time I was thinking about doing it, Cornerstone weren't advertising on the podcast that I listened to, and Harry's were.
Would you switch now?
I'm kind of fine. It depends.
Brand loyalty, yeah.
It depends about with Cornerstone if they do
a better deal.
Not necessarily a better deal, but depends on the additional products that they do as well. So Harry's have got a nice
listen up Cornerstone
nice scrub face scrub that I use.
Oh, Cornerstone is all about that scrub.
But one thing about Harry's that I was disappointed with,
yeah,
was after a little while of receiving my stuff, I've got an email coming through. Basically, they were bought by Wilkinson Sword.
Yeah, well.
And the two guys that were running Harry's were now heading up Wilkinson Sword apparel, something like that.
They're sellouts.
And we're going to start putting some of the products in supermarkets and boots.
Gone way down in my estimation.
And that's the thing that upset me. I was like, oh man, I liked what it was before.
I got a Cornerstone blazer.
I felt like they were, you know, champions.
They were champions of the man, but they're not. They're just, you know, capitalist scumbags like the rest of them.
But let's be honest, Boz.
Brings me back to Jeff Bezos. Did you know?
But have you actually got a fact, or...?
All the people out there who have daughters, did you know that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is actually the richest woman on Earth? So, think big. Tell your daughters to think big.
Just marry Jeff Bezos.
Marry a rich man, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And that's not the message that we want to promote.
No, it's not.
Do you know what? As a father of a daughter,
yeah,
I want to distance myself from that comment.
Oh, God.
I should make a real public statement there.
Distance yourself. Liam Barry Club statement.
That sexist.
I wasn't sexist.
No, just that caveman comment from Boz.
It was a joke. Relax.
No, mate, I'm distancing myself from you.
Before,
because you're going to get cancelled now.
I am going to get cancelled. Cancel culture. But yeah, I thought it was quite an amazing fact that the richest woman on Earth is literally Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
Was she his ex-wife from like when they started up
Amazon? I think it's very recent that they divorced within the last few years.
No, but I mean like, was she with him like right from?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, of course.
Was she his ride or die, from the streets?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
She obviously played
his part. To be fair to her, she would have gone through all sorts of shit with that. So you go, fair play. But if you're gonna come in, do an 18-month marriage, and get out.
Well, you know what he's like. Cause you know what people.
I don't know.
Nah, but you know what these billionaires are now. They have a wife, don't they? And then they get the money, and they're like, oh, I can attract a different quality of female now.
Are you basing this on Wolf of Wall Street?
I don't think that's far from the truth. Look at Trump.
True. Didn't he... I'm sure I read something the other day about how Trump was interested in Sarkozy's wife.
Ah,
and then But she was like, nah. Well, she wasn't Sarkozy's wife at the time. But she was like, not interested.
It wasn't was it? It was that Melania was really interested in Sarkozy, I thought. I thought she was giving him the eye, like.
Oh, so what I read somewhere, I think, was that Trump was into the model who is now Sarkozy's wife. She wasn't interested. And then suddenly a little while later, suddenly Trump unveils like his new girlfriend, which was Melania, who looked remarkably like the other woman.
Possibly.
So he's either gone out and found someone who looks just like her,
yeah.
Or he's opened up his wallet and gone, right, we can just snip a little bit here and change a little bit there.
Melania's with every penny though, and she, Christ, she has to put up with some stuff, man.
Yeah, and you see all those things online where people are like, this woman absolutely hates him. Like, you can't... Yeah, I don't feel like there's any love there. I feel like she's a hostage.
What do you think?
Sometimes I look at her, and I feel like that the Melania that you see...
Yeah.
...is like, like a panda pyjama case, like an animal...
Yeah.
You stuff it with the pyjamas. I feel like that is a pyjama case, and there is a completely different person inside...
Who just
wants to escape because the sadness in the eyes is like.
I think it's all right.
Oh my god!
You could, as people would say that she got with him for the money and all that, right? But I can't imagine being first lady in the United States is a easy life.
No, I doubt it's easy. I would imagine it's a massive culture shock for her going from, I suppose, I don't know a lot about Melania Trump at all, and I don't know if she has business ventures and stuff on the side and that things that she did that she spent her time doing before. But if she might, and rightly or wrongly, my assumption was she was pretty much a lady of leisure, which when you're that rich, kind of is expect. I would want to be a man of leisure if I had that sort of money. to hell with doing any more business. To go from that to having all these duties and things you have to perform, like this absolute lunatic that's holding you hostage, like all of that sort of stuff. I can imagine that it's.
I'm not a royalist, right? But I wouldn't want to be a royal. Christ, it's hard work, I reckon. Would you make love to Trump though? To be a man of leisure, as you put it.
Would I make love to Trump? Like me, as I am now.
You as you are now.
In the world that we live in now, would I make love to Trump?
Oh, that would be a scoop, wouldn't it?
So hang on, what I need to clarify here is you've said make love, so there's real emotion in this. It's not a one and done. We're not just doing it.
Would you have down and dirty sex with Trump just for that man of leisure?
For that lifestyle?
Type, yeah.
And is it one and done or do I have to do this regularly? Here's a question. Is it banter?
That's it, isn't it? Yeah, that's what you get.
Am I doing this for bants?
No, it's not one and done. It's a regular thing, and you're gonna have to.
Do I have to dress as Melania? Will he grab me by the pussy?
You're grabbing me something.
That's how he initiates.
I think you'd take charge of Trump, though. I don't think he's got the energy in him. I think he's an old boy now. I think.
I feel like I should jump in and go, no, I wouldn't. But could I pretend I did?
Yeah.
And just gaslight him.
That would be
scoop. Just gaslight him.
That would be such a scoop.
Just gaslight him. Just give him sleeping pills all the time. Gaslight him. It'd be fine. Well, we've just been locked in.
What's going on here?
Pause now it. We're open. Ang's here, guys. Hi, Ang.
Hiya.
We're just talking about would we make love to Donald Trump to have a life of leisure?
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's an easier one for you to answer.
Yeah, it's easier for me.
Yeah.
I mean, would you?
Oh, no, I asked Banza.
Would you?
I said no, but what I would do is I'd give him sleeping pills and then I'd gaslight him and tell him that we did do it.
It's quite sinister, really. Yeah.
I really want this line of leisure.
Ah, so.
So.
Yeah, we've slightly gone off kilter here, but I think
we haven't even started talking about hair removal.
No, we haven't, do we? Yeah, back to the hair removal.
Hang on, before we go back to hair removal, what we are saying
is the irony.
Neither of us.
From going from hair removal to Trump, though, which is because his hair is very topical.
It is.
So
and some would say that it has already left.
Yeah, definitely.
Or it's really in the process of leaving. He just won't let it go.
There's a lot of product in that, isn't it?
Oh, it's a wig, isn't it?
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's his own hair that's been sculpted into like a nest.
Do you think that he has like this special
hat
that he puts on in the morning?
Nah,
They put his hair into it.
No.
And then they pour in all the hair product to the top, and then they leave it and they apply heat.
No.
Leave it for sort of 10 minutes.
He's got a team. He's got a team of stylists.
Yeah, but they use the special hat.
Yeah.
And then it just gets it all.
He also wears a lot of foundation, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's a weird thing.
Well, not really. It's because of, if you think about like in all films, TV shows, photo shoots,
no, but he's everyone's
wearing makeup.
No, but he wears it in public.
Maybe he has like that, what's it called? That's that rose something where you get like little like red blotches, patches of red blotches on your skin. Maybe he's got that.
Maybe he's got
that pigment thing where like you lose pigment in your skin, so you get like white patches. So I think one of my cousins has got it.
Really?
And he has it around his mouth.
Hang on a sec.
So he just grows a goatee over it.
Yeah, I'm pleased for your cousin, but maybe he just likes wearing makeup.
Maybe he does.
Which is odd.
Maybe he goes for the orange because he wants to look like he's got a healthy glow about him, but he doesn't like fake tan. And he also doesn't like being out in the sun.
He loves his fake tan. Oh, yeah, is it? Yeah, I call it foundation. Is it foundation or is it fake tan? It's probably more fake.
It's probably maybe it may. Do you think he's got. Gets up in the morning. Right, let's talk about Trump's morning routine.
Regimen as well.
So his morning routine, right? So I think he gets up early. I think he gets up at 5.
Yeah, I agree. I think he gets up early.
I think he's up at 5. I think there is. Probably like a bacon and egg muffin waiting for him.
Egg and soldiers. I just see it.
No, that's a very English thing. Egg and soldiers. British thing.
I think that's what he wants.
I don't think he's got egg and soldiers.
This is regal.
If he has a soft boiled egg,
doesn't he have
that shell is gold.
He has Scottish family as well, doesn't he? Oh, Scottish heritage.
Somewhere down the line, yeah.
There's
But
on about just slightly off topic.
I mean, we're already off topic. But
yeah, right. Have you seen that? There's like a documentary, isn't there, about him trying to build that golf course in Scotland?
Yeah, where Matey jumps on at the end with all the balls and that to protest against him.
Yeah, well, there's a guy in there that he's trying to buy his house.
Yes.
And he will not.
Build the course around his house.
Yeah, but he will not sell his house.
I think they're going to.
And I believe he's still there to this day.
That's brilliant. That's like it's in England, isn't it? There's a house, I think it's in Surrey or something like that. There is a house that, again, they wanted to sell it because they're building the motorway, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They refuse, so it's just a house with the motorway in the middle. Sorry, the house in the middle of the motorway.
How's that work? How can the house be in the middle of the motorway?
Well, you've got the motorway going around it.
Oh, right.
It's not on the hard. It's not the central reservation.
Yeah, I know, it's like, yeah. Well, there's two lanes going through the house.
I got to go and get some milk. What's the traffic like?
Yeah,
gridlock. But to be fair though, if you wanted to get out, you would just chuck something out into the road, and everyone would stop.
So
then you can get out and you're fine.
Well, you think with these roads, it's like, I know they didn't want to move, and it's wrong. Mm. But at the end of the day, you just take your money. You're going to get way above market price.
With Trump? Fucking doubt it.
Oh, no, in Scotland, they've offered him a fortune.
Really?
Oh, they've offered him a fortune. And he just will not go. I think they've offered him something absurd for it. But he sticks to his principles, he will not go.
I'm not principled enough for that.
No, not me. This guy, he'll...
I'm principled enough not to regularly make love to Donald Trump.
I don't know if you are.
But I'm not principled enough.
No, you're principled enough not to do it for free. I think
you're I won't do it for free. But I would gaslight him, like I said. Anyway, let's go back, back to number 8, 1920s hair removal. Okay, so the tricho machines, I think tricho machines, once relatively commonplace in beauty parlours across the USA, were machines that focused doses of X-rays upon the customer's cheeks and upper lip.
Huh?
So X-rays are radiation, right?
Yeah, this is for females, is it?
Well, could be a man who doesn't want hairy cheeks. Hairy butt cheeks.
Yeah.
and upper lip. This would, after upwards of 15 treatments a year,
mm-hmm.
induce permanent hair removal and malignant carcinomas, possibly death.
Huh.
Given that hair removal beauty regimens, I shouldn't laugh at possibly death. Given that
too late.
It's gone. It's the giggle loop from Dublin.
Yeah. People know.
So given that hair removal beauty regimens are more common for men today, maybe curious to know that this could be just dangerous for ladies in the 1920s. Makes sense. Amazing. The March of Progress scientific development. Oh, I'm bored of that.
Yeah.
To be honest, but basically. They were firing X-rays into their face to get rid of the hair. And then once that's gone, I've done it 15 times. Amazing.
Yeah.
Things are going well for me here.
Well, the ear's probably going
to... Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah, the ear's probably going to... Because your body is shutting down and deteriorating.
Yeah, I think...
I think that's a bad idea.
Ladies, I get you don't want a hairy upper lip.
We'd rather you alive.
Yeah.
With a hairy upper lip and dead without.
Yeah. And that's the message that we're going to get out there.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't distance myself from that, Boz.
Yeah. But, Stand by it. Thanks.
Stand by it. Yeah. Hairy lips.
You're not dead. You're not a team player, are you?
Right. 18 inches.
Yeah. Okay, so number 7.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire Little Lady Stove.
Ooh.
What do you think that is, boss?
Sounds like a child's stove.
Clues in the title. What do you think it does?
I think it's. I think it cooks meals.
Okay. Well, it just does it.
Well, no, the child uses it to cook meals. Okay. But it's very hot. It's a very deadly oven.
Okay. Well, so you've heard of the Easy Bake Oven?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
Oh, so you hear about Easy Bake Ovens a lot in like American TV shows and films. And it is like one of those, it's like a little kid's oven where you put your cake mix, you do your little cake mix thing and you put it in, it like cooks it with a light bulb.
Can I just get something clear to you, right? Now we've known each other a reasonable amount of time now, right? Now, I don't mind some American TV, but on the most part, American TV, I can't stand it.
But it's in a lot of films, though, as well, and you watch a lot of films.
Like, you like Friends. I hate Friends.
That's fun.
Detest it.
That's
I'm sick of Friends references that come in everyday life.
It's because a lot of people like Friends. You're in a bit of a minority there.
I hate Friends. It's the worst program that's ever been on TV.
I think a lot of people would disagree with you. And I think even you would find something worse.
Maybe, but it's the most overrated show on TV.
Again, I mean, that's your opinion. There's a lot of people that would disagree.
What do you think is the most overrated show on TV? It's between that and Big Bang Theory.
What do you mean when you say on TV? You don't mean like currently.
No, ever. Unless
ever.
History.
Obviously, just my opinion, and. I know a lot of people, especially older people, be like, are you fucking kidding me? Actually, 40 Towers.
Maybe. What about Mrs. Brown's Boys, though? That's dreadful.
I hate it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, it could be up there,
actually. Awful, awful, awful. I think what I hate about it the most is just the fact that it's like they're basically just doing something from like the 70s that if you look at it, you go, oh, shit. Hope they don't
know. That's what we could do.
I'm so glad we've got past that. I think, and then they've done it, and all those people who liked it in the 70s still watch it now, and you're like, and they watch this now, and then it's they've done a film, and there's Christmas specials, and. Oh, that's awful.
Maybe that's what we should do. One pod is on unpopular opinions. Almost, you know, create a top 10 list of the
top
worst.
10 unpopular opinions.
Yeah, films wise, like or TV shows wise, because for me, I think Mrs. Ronan's Boys, who people actually rate, is just madness. I bet we'd be like Mrs. Ronan's Boys.
Kevin, I know you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Please. Inform us on. Can you contact us on Twitter, please?
Yeah.
At BB Penny Arcade, and tell us whether or not you like Mrs. Brown's Boys or Mrs. Brown herself. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Easy Bake Oven, yeah, it's basically like a kid's oven, but you would cook cakes that with like a. It's got like a light bulb in there that gets a bit hot on.
Oh.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
So this popular mini oven allowed, yeah, so you play kitchen for it. So yeah, every 100 or so, nicely brown jam touch, you end up burning yourself. Fine, you know that happens. So this though, so the Empire Little Lady stove.
Yeah.
Is actually like a fully functioning stove, but small enough for a child to use. So it's got, you know, it's got like your ovens on it and stuff. It's got the hob on top.
I think it's scary.
But with this one, this one, it says, imagine your kid's toy oven could reach temperatures that exceed your own full-size cooker.
I think it's scary.
Modern ovens will reach temperatures of around 550 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't really know what the conversion is into centigrade.
That's hot.
I'm guessing it's like 300 degrees or something. Well, no, because mine goes up to, what, 275?
Yeah, but if it's making cakes, it's got to be really hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, mine goes up to 275, and I don't do that for long because it gets too hot and shuts down.
The reality is, right?
Hang on, though. So it gets to 550, and then a mechanism clicks in, turning off the oven. So burn the house down. And that happens somewhere. If I put it up to 275, but
this is the point, though, isn't it? Would you let your child play with your oven in the house?
No.
So just it's fucking smaller. If you could shrink that oven in the house, would you let your child play with that oven?
The thing as well is these kids are like 6 and 7.
It's stupid, isn't it? It's like saying, you know. Well, yeah, you wouldn't let a child wire a house, but you'd let them wire a flat. It doesn't make sense.
I'm not Carl Pilkington, but I am a Pilkington, and I like to listen to Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade.
Yes.
Boz, right, number 6 then.
Baz, do it.
Number 6, the Zulu Blowgun game.
I don't like the sound of this.
Straight away, I feel this will cause uproar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a questionable.
CJ Phillips even says here, right, so Zulu warriors used a whole host of deadly weapons when they went to war, and they didn't use blowguns.
No.
So not only. Yeah, so yeah, this is not good at all.
I don't think we tell it.
So this crazy game included a blowgun, paper targets, and metal tipped darts.
That's just mental.
But so an actual weapon then.
Yeah.
Fuck, that is mental.
Imagine
the little shits that were in your classes at school. If they had one of those, wonderful, you had pea shooters.
Yeah.
Putting the little chewed up bits of paper in a broken biro.
Yeah. in McDonald's using the
straws.
Yeah, with the paper that came from the straw. Perfect. Imagine chipping windows with that.
I remember once when I was, 12.
Back in the day.
And at the time, I played for Swindon, and we would get 2 free tickets to every home game.
Yeah.
Great. So I took my mate along with me, but before we went into the game, near the county ground there's a newsagent's, which is the one we used to go into before school and that. And they used to sell in there, like, a metre of bubble gum.
Oh, they were good, yeah.
Big metre tube it was.
Yeah.
So we sat in the front row in the Arkles family stand, sat in the front row, just broke it in half, me to Gemma, broke off, chewing little bits, and because it was a hollowed out tube, just using it as a pea shooter to fire bubblegum at the players when they came to take throw-ins, at the ball boys, at the photographers.
Bastardos.
Now imagine that was blow darts with metal tips.
It would happen though.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine Chris Kamara? He's had to go off, Jeff. Why? I don't know.
That's not why.
It appears he's been shot.
That is not a good impression.
No, let's go. Cammy's too good.
No, I look.
But yeah.
I think our issues, haven't we?
But well, right. Going back, so
there any age limit on these
toys? Before we started the pod this evening,
why did they call it the Zulu Warrior? Marketing.
Totally racist.
Marketing.
But before we started the pod tonight, we were talking about, as we mentioned on the pod, early doors and all that, chipping and all like the things you would do in the valleys when you were bored.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as far as saying casualties, the number of casualties there would have been in the valleys when you were a kid if you were running around with that toy.
100%. Yeah.
100%. Or, do you know who really would have been a fucking menace with that?
Because people used to be a nightmare with things like it'd be people dangerous with
BB guns and stuff like that,
and slingshots with ball bearings. Yeah, people shoot them out like dodgy fuckers. Pelicans.
Yeah.
People shoot them.
So, imagine then how bad, or the what? Genuinely, I think the worst people to have this, based on what we know about them, the Goss brothers.
Because of their love of conkers.
The dart, remember? So, if anybody hasn't seen probably the best documentary in the world, I'm going to say.
I think it's...
I don't even think I'm overselling that.
Easily the greatest documentary of all time.
It's called Bros, : When the Screaming Stops. Now,
and the screaming doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. I've been laughing about it for literally 2 years.
Yeah.
But... So if you don't know who Bros are, they were a boy band that consisted of Matt and Luke Goss, who were, they still are, identical twins, and some other guy. As with most bands, there's the main ones and then some other guy. This was back in the 80s, they were massive, worldwide phenomenons and that, and then they kind of disappeared and all that. So they had a comeback tour. And they were doing, comeback performance, it ended up being, I think, didn't it, at the O2. But they did a documentary to go with it, and it was all about what life was like, what life's like now, and them getting back into the swing of working together and being together and singing their old songs and doing that sort of stuff and practicing, getting ready for this show. But one point, they go back to like their childhood home in London. And they're outside, and their big thing is like, tell them what we used to do. Tell them, what did we play out here? Well, we had a dart. No board, just one dart. And we'd throw it up in the air, and we'd run around underneath it. And then one day, what happened to you, Luke? Dart hit me in the head. stuck in my head.
So we see you see one of them.
What did we do? Oh, we went into Grandad. And what did he do? He pulled it out. Then what did we do? We went back out and did it again. Imagine those two fuckers with these blow darts firing them up into the air, running around underneath. Ah, oh, come in the shoulder. Ah, oh, come in the shoulder. Oh, mix it with the cyanide from the other kit.
Anybody should. I think the moral of the story is watch the documentary.
Oh, again, Bros after the screaming stops. Like, watch it legally, watch it illegally, watch it on YouTube, just watch it.
It's yeah, you won't regret it.
It is amazing.
I think that's fair to say, you will not regret it.
So yeah, Boz, so that was number 6, the Zulu blowgun game.
For me, no. I don't think that's for me, I gotta be honest. I think it's, can't be selling stuff like that.
Right, so the next one, it's a bit rubbish, but it also kind of happens now as well. But it's number 5, incredibly inflammable clothes.
Alright.
And the ridiculous thing about it is inflammable means flammable. But yeah, so basically, what's he saying here? So Victorian ladies had a whole host of incredibly easy to burn fabrics to choose from in a world that still employed candles and gas fueled flames for light, muslin, gauze, all the open weave cotton fabrics for dresses, was a little like wearing a frock made of match heads. One of the craziest fabrics was flannelette. So, I mean, if I'm honest, I feel like there's not really a lot to say about this, but.
No. I mean, flammable clothes.
But he has put a quote here. I say he. CJ Phillips.
CJ Phillips, give him his credit.
We don't know if CJ Phillips is a man. So CJ Phillips said here.
Give him the credit.
Yeah. The coroner of the city of Manchester, England, put it best when he interviewed for a local newspaper in 1898. He noted that he had held several inquests on children burned to death owing to their having played with fire in one way or another. Mr. Smelt said there had been 7 such deaths within a week that he had to deal with, and he attributed the fact to the cold weather we had recently experienced. Children would go near fires to warm themselves, therefore they had parents to watch them strictly, and they would also avoid. Oh, so basically they've gone close to the fire, they're wearing flannelette.
Yeah.
And gone
up in smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not crazy. Good.
But then, I think that's, to be fair, that must be something. Nowadays, it's the stuff would. I guess there's lots of plastic weaved into it and stuff as well, isn't it?
So do you remember what happened to Claudia Winkleman's kid, though?
It would melt onto you. Did it melt onto.
Do you remember what happened to Claudia Winkleman's kid?
It was the Halloween outfit, wasn't it?
Mm.
Did that melt onto their body, or. But yeah, that's.
Not good, though.
No, not good at all. And that's. It's not like the. I think nowadays, obviously, there's a lot more medical procedures and things that can, and reconstructive surgeries that can help people get back to a point where they look like they did before and remove some of the scarring and stuff. Yeah. But sometimes as well, like, you know, it kind of, it's just really bad.
I don't think flammable clothing is going to have a place.
No.
In a future world.
The next one, number 4, Roman blinds.
Roman blinds?
Yeah.
What's that?
You know the. Oh, so I've got them in my house. The blinds where they kind of like fold up and they fall down.
Hang on a second, let me have a look. Roman blinds. Oh yeah, what's wrong with them?
Okay.
Nothing wrong with them.
So in the USA at the moment, well nowadays you can hardly get them, especially with the traditional pull cords. So you may think it's public safety run amok, maybe some crazy attempt to avoid lawsuits based on one or two kids getting friction burns or a toggle in the eye. But according to data gathered in 2015, more than 200 child deaths could be attributed to pull cords on window coverings.
Oh, Christ.
So, I mean...
I would still sell blinds.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm not having that.
You're not having it.
I don't think that's a blind's fault, is it? I think that's bad parenting.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, these last few haven't been as funny as I was hoping
for. I can say it's bad parenting. Thomas time.
I kind of feel as well with this list, like, we started off with such a literal high on speed.
And
here we are now going, Roman blinds?
Roman blinds hanging people.
So next one, number three, Aegean-treated flower. I've heard of that.
Nah, something... The Americans probably still do this. They don't care what they put in their food, do they?
Oh, bleach.
Cornstarch. Get it in there. Bleach.
The white flour, the whiter the flour, the whiter the bread, so they bleach the flour.
Ah.
Artificially whitening the bread. The process getting better and better until you could buy a loaf that was whiter than Casper, the friendly ghost.
That's quite clever.
So one chemical that was commonly used was nitrogen trichloride, or aegean. In 1949, it was discovered that this process wasn't producing flour that was safe for human consumption. Aegean-treated flour caused neurological disorders. Messed with your brain. How was this found out? Aegean flour was also used in the making of dog biscuits. The dogs consumed them and showed signs of hysteria. Hysterical dogs, always a dead giveaway that something isn't quite right. So flour.
Assassinate.
I mean, I think you struggle. Well, yeah, that's bad as well, because you think bread is something that pretty much everybody eats, especially then, everybody would have been eating it.
I understand bleaching of. No, I don't understand. So, yeah, but the flour doesn't make the bread white, does it? Or does it? Is that what makes the bread white?
Yeah.
I suppose if you
use think about it. Use plain flour, which is white, you get white bread.
But can you make bread whiter? By bleaching flour? You must be able to.
Well, clearly they did. It just meant that it would send you crazy.
Yeah. Maybe that's why...
My bread's too white!
Maybe brown bread isn't really that much better, but maybe it's just a myth built off that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Ah, this is different change of pace here now, Boz.
Yeah, these have been depressing.
Yeah, they've not even been funny. Sorry, guys. Tell you what though, I deleted it, but we had a really lovely chat about Batman. Really good.
It was really good.
It's really good. Yeah. And some of you may have really liked that. If you want to hear us talk about Batman, let us know.
Yeah.
But I know that when we ask these things, no one ever lets us know. So we won't talk about Batman.
No, we'll talk about what we want to talk about.
That's for us. So number two, this one you'll be well aware of. Samsung Galaxy Note 7. Why Boz, why was it dangerous?
Oh, probably. There's two things I can think of. Either overheating, or it was like breaking up in people's pockets.
So why? What happened when it overheated, Boz?
Did it catch fire or something?
Yes! So 2016, boom, everyone's like, yeah, Samsung Galaxy Note 7. This is good. And it was quite a few Samsung. Right. It wasn't just the Galaxy Note 7, was it? There was a lot of just the actual Galaxy phones, their kind of flagship phone.
I'd still sell it. I think it's still legit.
Would you just say it's an 8?
Yeah. Yeah. Marketers.
It's an 8. It's an 8.
Marketers, the new improved 7, or call it, no,
7.5. Non-exploding.
Yeah. No.
I remember, this is back when... like before smartphones, and I was going into town on a Saturday, so I was 13, 14, and there was a KJC mobile shop. And at that point, it was all about the phones getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And if you, like, the smaller your phone, the cooler you were. And me and my friend found this phone, I kid you not, was like, probably like the size of a thumb.
they're getting bigger again
now. It's a tiny little flip phone. Yeah, they are. They're kind of going up and going up again. But So it's this tiny little flip phone, and we were obsessed with it. We'd go in like every week, we'd be like, this is such a cool phone. Mm. There's no way you could do anything other than ring people because it was so small. And the guy was, and this one Saturday, the guy came to talk to us. And he's like, you're right. He was like, yeah, I was just looking at this phone. It's just brilliant. I really want it. And he went, not really much point. I was like, well, what do you mean? He said, well, because it's so small.
Doesn't do anything.
He said, no, because it's so small, everything's all so close together. And then you've got the battery on top of it, but the battery still uses like the same kind of power it would if it was a bit, as if it was a bigger phone, but there's no cooling system or anything in it. So the battery, we've had quite a lot of people bring them back because the battery's overheated and it's melted all the circuit boards and the SIM cards all together.
That's class.
So it all just stops working. And we were genuinely devastated.
I think I had one flip phone. The first phone I had was a Motorola, I believe.
Mm.
And then I think I had a couple of Nokias, a Sega at one point.
A Sega?
Yeah, did you ever have a Sega?
No.
I never had, when a lot of kids had posh ones, I never really cared.
Posh ones, Boz, that's what I had.
Yeah, I had always had a better phone than me for a long time. I just didn't care.
I imagine that Anne had one of those like silver Samsungs with the polyphonic ringtones.
She had better phones than me, and I suppose the iPhone's the worst thing that ever happened in a way, because you become glued to it.
You do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Not me, yes me.
I tell you what I did have. The first time I thought I had a good phone was, do you remember those Samsungs that could like you could slide them up and down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of them, and I thought I made it.
So my very first phone was my mum and dad got me a pay as you go, and it was an analog one, and it was just before, it was probably about a year before the digital ones started coming out, and everyone else, and the SMS came in, and everyone started doing that. So I got it. No one else had a phone. Didn't have anyone to ring. No one to talk to. The battery life lasted when turned on, so you charge it up overnight and then you turn it on and you have about 27 minutes. It was ridiculous. It was awful. It was massive. At the end of the month, if you hadn't used your credit, Vodafone would take it away.
Oh wow, bastards.
And it had three ringtones. Was it three ringtones? Yeah, maybe three. And then a fourth one, which was like you could create your own
ringtone. Oh, that's when you type your ringtones in. That was
cool. But this was different. So it had like these three ringtones. But then the fourth one where you could type your own in, there was nothing where you could go and go like, right, oh, I need to press this sequence to make this tone. At that point, that wasn't a thing.
Mm.
So you would put a combination to make your own kind of ringtone in.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter what you put in, it all sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was awful.
It was.
But that was my first one. But then I kind of went into the standard 5110s with the Nokia flipper faces. I mean 3310s and that. But I did have. So I got one. I had a phone off my mum, where it was a Motorola flip one.
Yeah.
And it was before the Razr, and it was like a lit. It was probably the size of. Well, let's say it's maybe like what? What's that? 2-3 inches?
Fucking hell. That's a big 3 inches,
two
I think.
Inches? I don't know. Two inches. That's, yeah.
No, that's a small 3 inches, I'd say. And that's.
Nah.
That's probably about. That's an inch. Yeah, maybe.
But about two
and a half. Yeah, you've put it down a bit now. That's
three. 2.5-3 inches.
Yeah.
Flip phone. You can get it in like silver champagne.
Oh, nice.
I liked that. That was real good, and I felt classy with that. But then, remember, I had a Nokia that I'd saved up for and bought outright, and it was the one where it was like normal phone kind of body, and then it had that big circle bit on the bottom, and the keypad was all around, and that was bad. But it was my. That was when it was a better camera phone, or maybe the first camera phone I had.
I did have an LG that looked like an iPhone. That was all right. That was all right. But with that LG, I had my PlayStation 3. Yeah, because it was like a deal. If you buy the LG, you can get a PlayStation with it or something stupid like that. It was within the contract. So I was like, yeah, why not? Just made sense. So. And then I went and bought Red Dead Redemption.
I've got Red Dead Redemption 2, which I played about 20 minutes ago.
Which I was dreadful at. Dreadful at it. It was funny just to walk around on it and shoot people. Yeah.
Well, I said to Mills, I think that actually Red Dead in lockdown could have been a really good thing for people.
You could
go out, go online and go for a walk together, have a little chat.
Yeah.
We might be back to that soon, mate.
Yeah, it's looking our way, isn't it?
I don't know, because they said this whole rule of six thing is... What are they saying? Is it for 3 weeks?
I don't know how many cases there were today. I know yesterday it was about 3,000, wasn't it? So... We'll see.
But anyways, yeah, so let's get back into this list then. So we've got the Galaxy Notes. Oh yeah, that was the thing I was gonna say, yeah. I ended up getting a Razer, Motorola Razer, which I'd say that was a great
play some D. That was on the advert, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Sing that again?
No, I'm not singing it again.
But that obviously they've done a smartphone version of that recently. They've brought the Razer back, haven't they? Recently, I don't know. I don't think it's really taken off. I've not seen anyone who's got one. But I got mine for free.
I need to find that.
Well, if you find it and send it to me, maybe that can play us out for this episode. But yeah, I got mine for free because Taz was upgrading her phone.
Yeah.
And they sent it to... She said, right, send it to work. So they sent it to the house. And they sent it to work. And then she said, oh, I'm at it. And they went, oh... She said, oh, did you send it to my work?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we haven't. So she sent it to the house. Yeah, they sent one to work. The one that was supposed to come to the house, that they sent to the house, came after that because it got stuck somewhere. And then we just had two of them. So I was like, bam, yes.
The Razer was a cool looking phone, actually.
I did like it a lot, but I don't think as a smartphone I'm there for it.
Was it a smartphone? That's
what they've done recently. Yeah. They bought it out again recently. It's a clamshell smartphone, but I'm not feeling it. But I've already told you, I put it as our outgoing theme. Find it later.
I will find it later.
Bloody hell, honestly. Working with a child. Right, so number one, any car before the 90s.
That's a
rough one. CJ.
He's done us, yeah. CJ, any car before the 90s.
You spent like an hour and a half on this. Longer.
You need a vet.
Well, no, but the thing was, I didn't want to do that, depending on how, like, our game, I don't want to spoil it and have an advantage over you, so...
No, you should have vetted it, because you've tacked this up here.
He has.
With the...
Well, CJ has, yeah. Do you know what I think it is? CJ's listened to our previous episode.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, they're using my material.
Using my stuff.
But, actually, we named it after you, CJ. I've copied list verse into the tweet about it. Mentioned you there. If I knew what your Twitter address was, I would have tagged you in on that as well.
He's, yeah.
CJ, any car before the 90s. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. That's upset me.
CJ.
Right. Let's go back now then, Boz, through these 10 and just pick 2... that we're going to sell wherever we want to sell them. Do we want to sell them on the dark web? Probably. Can we create a passive income doing it on the dark web?
I think it's a very... I think I'll go with speed.
Yep.
Just because of profitability. Just makes sense. Addictive. You know, you could take advantage of people's weakness.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the AC Gilbert company. And their plans to sell cyanide to children.
Okay.
I think that's too bold. I'm not a fan.
Specifically the cyanide, but the uranium, you're fine
with. Uranium, I'm cool with. That's a, you know, have you ever seen any superhero films? That's how superheroes happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, uranium, I'm cool with. Kryptonite, I'm cool with. Whatever they have there. But, no, cyanide, not cool.
You're out.
Hair removal.
For that reason, Boz is out.
I'm out. Hair removal. Yeah, not worth shooting rays at someone's head for that.
No.
I did like the little lady stove.
Yeah?
I did like it. But incredibly dangerous.
I mean, they're all dangerous.
That particularly is dangerous though. I'm a child to operate an oven. Like I said, you wouldn't do it in your house, so why would you do it at a smaller scale? I mean, it's like saying, if you had a small car, so you had a normal sized car, but if you had a child sized car, you wouldn't let your child in the mall deal with it, would it?
You see the kid with a samurai sword, yeah, and you go, no, and just give him a little dagger.
I'm not machete. Yeah.
That's more your size.
Yeah, I'll do it. Doesn't make sense. What else was in the list? There was the darts. Darts are cool.
Hang on. Let me give you the rundown then.
The darts were cool.
Should I do it like old school top of pops?
Yeah, old school top of pops
stuff. In at 10, Noradine, aka Speed. I wonder who he is. At 9, a lot of stuff made by the AC Gilbert Company.
They also made McCann a lot.
At 8, 1920s hair removal.
Nah.
In at 7, the Empire Little Lady Stove. And at 6, the Zulu Blowgun game.
Oh, the Zulu Blowgun, yeah, that was a good one.
And 5, incredibly inflammable clothes.
Yeah.
And in at 4, Roman blinds. And at 3, aging treated flour.
Yeah.
And at 2, everyone's favourite, Samsung Galaxy Note 7.
Yeah.
And in at 1, any car before the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, just as a thing for that, it's basically that the safety was ridiculous and the cars were made in a way that they didn't, like, crumple on impact, so the deaths were worse.
Yeah, you can sell a car older than the 90s, surely.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
Classic cars.
Yeah. So this guy's lost his head. CJ, what happened to the old girl? What girl? This person. I'd have to say the Galaxy Note 7. Yeah, I'd still sell it.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, a bit of overheating in the pocket is fine in it, but, you know, you're bleaching people with flour. It's too risky. Roman blinds. I'd sell Roman blinds.
So you're going for Speed and Roman blinds?
Yeah.
What's the name of your business?
I don't know. You haven't let me think about that.
Well, just asking a question.
I don't know.
Blinking, you miss it? I don't know. Speedy blinds.
Yeah, Speedy blinds. You've added a caveat there.
What? It's just a question.
You've called me out. It's like when you pick that.
When I asked you why you were scared of babies.
And when you picked, what was that game?
I genuinely had no clue with that one.
Yeah.
Goal ball.
Did we delete that part?
Maybe.
Yeah, goal ball was good.
But genuinely, I have no clue what it was. I saw it written down earlier, and then I just asked you what it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going for Speed and
Blinds. And Roman Blinds. I think it's bad parenting if you allow your child to...
Roman Speed.
Roman Speed. Yeah, I like that.
Boswell's Blinds, though.
Roman Amphetamine.
No. okay, then. So... I, on the other hand, so you've taken those two products.
Yeah, you can't sell
them. So I can't sell them.
Otherwise, we'd have to have a gang war.
We'd have to do what they do on The Apprentice, where they go and talk to them about their product, and then you would be like, oh, oh, yeah, well, what's the street value of this and stuff, and asking all these questions. Yeah. And I'd be like, I really like the way you've done this. Joe, I love the way that you've set up your business here, and I can tell you really care about your product. And then they'd be like, we like you better, and then I would sell the speed. But I don't want the speed.
It's my speed.
I don't want the speed.
And I run this town on speed.
I don't want the speed, because as much as you don't like the AC Gilbert company, I want them and their uranium. Also, the fact that...
Why?
Ah, because Boz, right. Think back to... Are you a watcher of The Apprentice UK?
No.
Ah, okay. A little while ago, Alan Sugar, one of the winners, was a guy called Tom Something. That's right, Tom Something.
Yeah, what was his surname?
I don't know, but he looked like a Thunderbird.
Okay.
Particularly brains, which is funny because you know, he's a smart guy. But he was an inventor, and what he didn't want, what he was bringing as his business plan, because his business plan was like this shit office chair or something. And he was like, no, that's rubbish. We don't want to do that. What I am interested in is your previous invention. And he'd made a load of like beauty inventions and stuff, things that help you like pluck your eyebrows and shit. And what he liked about him, why he hired him, was because he was an inventor, because he had ideas. So you weren't just buying, you weren't investing in one product, you were investing in a person who had...
You can't buy AC Gilbert.
So...
You can't buy Gilbert. He's an Olympic athlete. You can't buy him. You buy, no, it's a product.
I'm investing in
him. No. That was not the point of the game. He's just changing...
The point is, right?
No, listen. This is bullshit.
Number nine.
You twisted it. Yeah, again.
How have I twisted it? A lot of stuff made by the AC Gilbert
things company. That we can sell online. You can't sell AC Gilbert online.
So You have to pick a specific product.
Boss,
you're thinking so narrow again.
No.
You're so literal thinking.
No, you have to pick a product.
And I am. I'm starting with the Gilbert U23 Atomic Energy Lab.
Alright, I'll just say that.
I'm starting with that. The reason why is I'm investing in that product to sell on right. No, but then I know that as a supplier, they're going to have other things. They're going to want to get in touch with me. They're going to share their next thing.
But clearly not, because they went out of business.
No. But this isn't real life, Boz.
This isn't real life. You can't sell speed. I could actually.
Fucking
I guarantee there's more sellers of speed.
I guarantee
there's more sellers of speed than there are sellers of AC Gilbert stock.
Because in this hypothetical world in which we are playing this game, I can get other Gilbert products.
No, you can't.
Of course I fucking
can. You can't, that's the only one you can have.
And I've got shitloads of uranium, and I'm making super soldiers everywhere, and I'm selling them on. So fuck you.
You can't.
I can do whatever the fuck I want with that uranium. Also, I would probably get in there and I would change some of the bits in there. The marketing and things.
What's up with the marketing?
Well, not the marketing, but like the instructions and stuff. So where they've got their little light things of like, oh, do this and let's make some atomic energy. I would put in the thing about, go on, make a Hulk finger.
Yeah.
Test it on your hand.
Yeah.
Test it on other bits. Buy two sets. Test. Buy four sets and then you can get in it and you permanent, can be a Hulk.
Permanent damage.
You can be Hulk.
Due to uranium.
So yeah.
This uranium poisons you, is it? Is it poison? It would be poison, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So but you know, there's other bits in there, isn't there? So there's the glass blowing, of course.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, other bits in there and the chemistry kit. And actually, do you know that chemistry kit with the cyanide? Maybe I wouldn't package it as a chemistry kit. Maybe I'd package it as a bully removal system. You're getting bullied. You're a little kid. You're getting bullied.
Worked for a lot of Nazis, didn't I?
I'm just saying. Just saying. Anyway. But the main product I'll be selling, Atomic Energy Lab. Every kid wants to be a superhero, and as you quite rightly said, that's how superheroes are made.
They used to put cyanide in apples, didn't they? After the war, or what about you with that?
I don't know, Boz. There's a lot of shit inside your head that I don't know where it's come from. Anyway, so I don't want hair removal. I mean, I'm already into the whole radiation thing with the lab, so I could go down that route, but I feel like, you know, no. Not going to get repeat customers.
That's where cyanide comes from. The seed of an apple, I think.
Interesting. Do I want to sell the lady stove? I feel like, no, I don't. Because kids do that baking with their parents and stuff now.
Yeah.
So it'll just go in the big oven that cuts off at 550 degrees Fahrenheit, so the house doesn't burn down. Zulu blowgun game. That one definitely, you would definitely need to change the packaging on it. You can't be marking it as a Zulu blowgun game. Could you mark it as like a new like way of playing darts?
Is there a target with it?
Yeah. I think there was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's just say it was.
You'd think they would be, wouldn't they? Where else are you going to shoot that?
Yeah. Cattle. I don't want to buy incredibly flammable clothes because you're constantly out. That's lawsuits galore, isn't it?
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're already selling Roman blinds. Do you know what? I'm going for cars before the 90s. As shit as a thing it is, think of it from a business perspective. I could make good money there.
It's not maintenance, assuming, like, that was my concern with it.
Classic cars. And you could do that thing of, like, you only need to get a couple, do a couple up and sell a couple to make a big wedge.
Mm.
You get the right ones.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm going to get the right ones.
Well, hypothetically, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, I'm going to do all the work on them and it's going to be perfect.
Hypothetically, this does sound good, but that was my, you know, I was drawing on my knowledge of the classic car scene.
It's just, it's such...
And it's late, I'm saying that one. My knowledge of the drug scene is pretty limited as well, so...
Yeah, maybe you put the drugs in the cars.
That's a good idea. Ooh,
that's how they're going to get around. Delivery.
Yes. Classic cars have plenty of room as well. They're bigger. They're just bigger, aren't they? Classic American cars. They're primed for carrying drugs.
So somebody who lives around the corner from me has a classic American car that they've done up and everything.
So good.
It looks good, but also really fucking weird on a brand new housing estate.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you know what? I feel like this has been a bit of a come down end.
I know, because CJ Phillips has tucked this up.
Maybe we call this episode Die CJ Die. No, because then if that happened, obviously we'd never wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
But then we would have no content next time.
I don't want CJ in court on some Roman blinds.
Bought from Speedy Blinds.
That'd be the worst thing that could happen.
What would my company be called, actually?
Yeah.
So I'm selling cars and uranium.
Yeah.
Atomic Motors.
Aww, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you do as well, is you put a little bit of like uranium inside the
engine.
Oh my fucking god. Hang on, is it Back to the Future? Is it uranium or plutonium they use?
I thought it was plutonium, but could be.
Check, Boz, because if I've got the uranium and I've got the classic cars and the DeLorean is pre-90s, I could make it Back to the Future DeLorean and time travel.
But, I mean, let's be honest, I'm sure that the AC Gilbert company has...
I'm not even calling it Atomic Cars anymore. I'm calling my business Baz to the Future.
Yes, it was plutonium.
Ah... Fuck it.
Yeah.
If I'm getting uranium, I must be able to get plutonium.
Plutonium for the DeLorean.
Baz to the Future. That's it.
Baz to the Future. Plutonium. Yeah. I reckon I'll be fine.
hang on, this isn't like a recipe where you go like, oh.
Yeah, chuck a bit of uranium in there.
I haven't got any white onions. Would red onions do?
What is that? Be fine. I wonder what the difference between uranium and plutonium is.
Probably quite a lot, I'd imagine, mate.
Yeah.
Check the periodic table.
Plutonium is made from uranium.
Ooh.
Ooh. See?
Ooh. What do I have to do to it? Do I have to blow some glass?
Normally created. So, plutonium is made from uranium 238. 239 Pu, which I imagine is plutonium, is normally created in nuclear reactors by transmutation of individual atoms of one of the isotopes of uranium present in the fuel rods.
Oh, that's perfect then, because I'm pretty sure that old AC Gilbert has all that shit to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Baz to the Future it is then.
Baz to the Future it is.
Right.
I liked it.
Should we leave it there?
Yeah.
It's left. And that brings us to the end of the show. Which of those items would you start your business with? I'm not sure if you guys felt it too, but we very much fell out of love with the once great CJ Phillips by the end of that conversation. I mean, any car from the 90s, what a letdown. If you want to get in touch with the show, we are at BB Penny Arcade on Instagram and Twitter, or you can email us on bbpennyarcade@gmail.com. Now, the next episode will be with you very soon, as we're finally getting our act together and attempting to go weekly. I know promises, but we'll see how it goes. And just before I go, I just want to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Carl Pleasant, for our new theme song. We think it's amazing. We absolutely love it. And if any of the music execs that listen to the show want to get in touch and offer him a deal, he's at the _Pleasant on Twitter. See you next week.